Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today from Rider Waite deck I have the Ten of Wands and the Eight of Cups. Now, we're often told that we need to be strong or we shouldn't worry too much about our problems or compare, we should compare ourselves to other people. So for example, if you have a problem, someone will say, oh, I had the same problem, or but my case was worse, or they will say, think about somebody else. You know, you should always be nice, and we are often told that we need to be a certain way towards others just in case somebody else gets offended or they get upset, or you don't know how somebody will react to you. So you're constantly in this questioning state as to how to act around people. Right, the truth is you should just really act by yourself. But some of these guidelines which have been bestowed upon, have been put upon us, right, can be quite tricky, because sometimes you just want to say things and automatically something kicks in. What about their feelings? Right, but what about your feelings? So you've got this Ten of Wands, this person who's holding onto these sticks and they're carrying them, this massive weight of neglect and rejection from themselves, because they haven't been able to express themselves the way that they wanted to. And then in the Eight of Cups, you have this person walking away into a little cave, sort of going to hide away, just because. And that's sometimes how we feel, because we're often told that we should repress ourselves in order to self-sacrifice for somebody else. Now, the universe is asking you right now, it's like, well, if you're willing to self-sacrifice yourself all the time for somebody else, where exactly do you see yourself in the future? If you're constantly, you know, worrying about other people, yeah, it's good to be nice, it's true. But what cost does that come at to you? You know, always being the good and better person. Always be the one that has to be the strong one. And the stronger you are, the more weight you have to carry. You do not have to self-sacrifice all the time. You know, you can always speak up about what you really, truly feel. And regardless of how people look at you, that is on them, right? Because they should understand how you feel sometimes, that you are not always the strong one. You don't always have to bow down to what other people need. And even if it's like a group of people or a crowd, like in a work situation where everybody goes with whatever one person or what the group would say, you can always stand out in the crowd as like the odd person who just doesn't have to go with that. Because there's a point inside you which makes you feel like you're going against your own personal beliefs by agreeing with them. But you do it because you want to be popular. And this doesn't stem from anything recently. This stems from a long, long time ago, where we've always wanted to be the most, you know, we've always wanted to be adored. We've always wanted to be accepted. And then we build up these boundaries because we feel like no one will like us for our true selves. And we mask ourselves so many times that we kind of lost that essence of who we truly are. So where you have this Ten of Wands person walking away with these sticks who could quite easily drop them. Yes, drop them. But then, of course, it's like, oh, my God, I've got rid of my safety nets of unhappiness, right? What am I going to do? And it gets quite scary. So the person in the Eight of Cups is like, well, look, I'm going to retreat. I'm going to think about what I've done. And I will not self-sacrifice for other people. I will actually see what happens in the end, where everybody else lands, rather than see where I land. All right. So right now, you should be thinking about how much self-sacrifice you actually do without thinking about it. Yeah, that's about it, really. I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.